Welcome back to the College Station Cougar pregame show. Time to talk with head coach Steve Huff. Coach, we go back to last week's quarterfinal game against Fort Bend Marshall, a team that you had seen last year. We expected an exciting game. We got an exciting game. But first of all, it was really the tale of two halves for your football team. What was the difference between what happened in the first half, down 13 at halftime, but then you come out and outscore Marshall 28-6 to eventually pull away with a win?
I think first and foremost, we had trouble adjusting the game speed defensively in the first half. They came out and got after it and went a little more pace than they'd been doing in the past. And so I think our kids adjusted a little slow. Offensively, we kind of tripped around a little bit the first half, didn't get things going. Again, I don't think we adjusted real well to the game speed because every one of their kids, potentially runs pretty well. And so eventually I think they settled into that and just didn't get to the point to where anybody's head was down the first half. We kind of been through that situation before and so kind of getting adjusted, getting settled in there. And then I think second half is more our ability to get a couple stops and change the field position for us, for the good. That was really, really crucial.
The glaring loss of Quandre White and Tony Taylor in the secondary, but then you also had some injuries on the offensive line as well. How did that play into the game?
Oh, I think, hopefully when we get in a situation like that, we have kids that have been in the program long enough and know, what to do and how to do it and have had enough reps throughout their last couple of years that they're ready to go. And I was really proud of the way Peyton Blair filled in for Jeremiah the other day at left tackle. And then, we kind of rotated some kids on defense. Marquez was out there playing some corner and Jalen Campbell playing some corner and kids rotated around they know it's a one-game season every week right now, so everybody was willing to do whatever it took.
I was going to ask, does it make you nervous to have your quarterback or one of your top receivers out there on defense?
Oh, not necessarily. I mean, I think that it kind of goes back to the old days. You didn't know everybody played all the time, but no, not at all, because I think both those kids, there's a high desire to win and be successful. And so I think in volunteering to do those things and asking if they could help in any way to do those things, shows a lot about them.
It seemed that in the second half, as the Cougars started to get things under control, they were also able to get the fans engaged a little bit more and get the College Station crowd back into it. Did you feel that on your side?
Well, I think most definitely, because it was a very good crowd the other day. And again, for the majority of the first half, we didn't give them much to yell about, and then kind of getting them involved the second half and moving the ball and making some plays defensively. I think kind of got everybody involved. And when you come out and you're behind by 13 at halftime and you don't exactly know how that's going to, turn out. But the kids never quit believing. They fought and fought. And we kept telling them at halftime, just keep chasing the ball. Good things happen. And they just kept playing. I think that's the main thing, just keep playing those situations.
When you play a quarterback like Jabari James, and this is the second week in a row you knew you were going to face a very mobile quarterback, what defensive adjustments did you make at halftime? Because obviously something changed from the first to the second half as far as you were able to keep that offense more in check.
I think more than anything we were rallying to the ball, but we weren't pulling the trigger. It would rally and they would wait for the move to happen. I think second half we ran the ball and just made plays and quit worrying about the cutbacks, quit worrying about all the things. And there's some strange things that happened in the first half with a ball thrown up in the air and we missed time a jump and they completed a deep pass. And another time there was a snap where the quarterback dropped the ball and we come out of coverage and things like that happen. It's what happens during the game sometimes. You have to adjust to it and we didn't very well in the first half, and I think fortunately in the second half we made those adjustments with the kids.
He talked about how we talked about the difference in the two halves. As far as at the end of the game, what did you tell them about how they adjusted and how they stepped up?
Well, again, it's one of those performances I just told the kids I'm really, really proud of them. It's the grit that I really like to see right now, that this time of the year when all the chips are on the table and they play hard and then they kick it in another notch. And I think you're realizing where you're at and what you're trying to get accomplished. Just the grit and the desire and just playing through every play and not worrying about the last play. We talk a lot about that. There's not, you're going to see talented people every week, and there are going to be big plays. They're good athletes on both sides of the ball. So it's not about, not about what happens. It's how you respond after something like that happens. And I thought the kids did a much better job second half.
Do you think, philosophically speaking, do you think that maybe one of the best things to happen to this team is the fact that C.E. King couldn't play in the opener and so you had to play a team like Austin Westlake?
I think when you sit down and look at it, you know, I would think that maybe the two teams we played earlier that got after is pretty good, and I was a definite gut check for us. I think it was a gut check for the kids, see where we're at, see where we needed to go. So, you know, I would say that it was, I think it was a definite, it was good for us. It was definitely good for us to play those schools early.
Talking with College Station High School head coach Steve Huff. Coach, we move ahead to the next week, week 16 of the high school season, game 15 for the Cougars. And you said it in our previous segment, every week is a one-game season. You look at this McCallum Knight football team. We start with the offense. This is a team that has two 1,000-yard rushers and another one with over 2,000 yards on the ground. Have you seen a more prolific rushing attack than this season?
I think no, as far as what they're doing, what they're trying to do. You know, we've seen some teams that rush the ball really well this year and do some things, but they're a little different in the fact that you know, the quarterback's going to probably carry a lot more of the load than normal, and of course their tailback is also a lot of yards, and you know, they don't throw the ball a lot, and that's, you know, they pick their and choose their times and are going to throw it and do a good job with it. But at the same time, you look at it and you know, the amount of passes we've seen, you know, out of them for the year is you know, we've seen it in two or three games this year. When you put a team like Pison there, it throws the ball 50 times a game. So, you know, totally a kind of a different gear change. You know, you have to worry about that. But at the same time, teams that rush the ball this well are very good play action. So, you know, it ends up being, you got to look at both of them, no doubt.
I was going to say it's almost like a chess match, and getting, before we talk about the passing aspect of it, you look at the rushing attack. Is it a run pass option? Is it a zone read? What do they utilize that allows the quarterback and the running back to have, again, over 3,000 yards?
Yeah, there's some read stuff, some power read that's going on, which you know, bodes well for a quarterback like this. You know, a bigger body kid that goes up inside and also has the speed to hit the edge, and they're going to get the extra blocker for the quarterback anytime you get that running quarterback opportunity to do that and get that extra blocker. But you know, it's not, like I said, they do a great job. It's not like, you know, they run, you know, 10 different schemes. It's they run what they run. They just do a great job of it. And they're going to make you play the back and the quarterback but with the read game, and then they'll power down also. So they've got ways to hit the inside and intermediate and outside, and like I said, they do a good job up front blocking it.
Seems like that would put a lot of pressure on your linebackers, and that's a part of this team that was a big question mark coming into the 2017 season for the Cougars, but this group of linebackers has really stepped up. Do you feel like they're going to be able to step up to the task?
I think there's no doubt the linebackers, that it's about fitting against a team like this. You have to fit in the right gaps, and when you have your defensive line is fitting a gap and a linebacker doesn't fit the right gap, or if it's a quarterback run play and it's a read and one guy takes it back and the other guy takes it back also, the quarterback's free. And I think that's one of the things that's really crucial against a team like this, is you have to fit well. You're giving up yardage, and the chunks of yardage you give up, you know, for them is, you know, they're gonna eat the clock on you also, because they are gonna run the ball. So, you know, you have to try to find a way to get them behind the chains.
We talked about the running attack as far as opening up the passing attack. I mean, you've got to keep your secondary, you know, minding the store, if you will, on their receivers, because again, it seems like, again, if you focus too much on the run, that's going to open up the downfield throws.
Absolutely. I think you try to find a way, like everybody does, to get an extra guy in the box to defend the run without, you know, jeopardizing your secondary in the pass. And you kind of pick your times when you're going to pull one more guy toward the secondary or pull one more guy toward the box. So that's a part of it that ends up being, you know, interesting in the game, you know, the game plan and like I said, the chess match that goes on, trying to match up with what they're doing at the time they're doing it. They do a very good job of it, and it'd be our job to try to get that slowed down.
On the other side of the football, this is a stingy defense that McCallum is going to put on the field. They've not allowed a whole lot of points. In fact, I believe they've only allowed 30 points on about two or three different occasions. On the other hand, you've only scored fewer than 30 points on two or three different occasions. What do you expect out of them?
Well, it's a very solid front six to start with. They're down four, and their two linebackers are very, very good. And two linebackers, as far as a tandem, maybe the best two we've seen this year. They just do a good job, run fits, downhill players. I mean, when they trigger the ball, they're coming, and they get there and they get there aggravated. So again, it's going to be very important to get that second level and get those kids blocked. And then the secondary, they all their kids run well. They cover down well. They're going to run a lot of man. At least they have, and they'll switch it up with some zone stuff. But they're very much going to try and keep six guys in the box at all times to stop that and funnel everything in there, which is why I think they have been so stingy this year. They just do a good job of keeping people contained and keeping everything squeezed down. And with the way they run and on the secondary and back end, they've not given up a lot of big plays. So again, it's a chess match on that side also.
You look at this game, and McCallum is, and I've heard this term, and I don't know how you could apply it this late in the season. I've heard them referred to as a Cinderella, but you call a 14-0 team a Cinderella team. They've never been this far before. This is not new territory for your football team. Do you think that that could possibly give your team the advantage? They've been on this stage before.
Well, I don't know. I think the way that the McCallum kids have played this year, I don't think there's probably any advantage either way. Our kids were there last year, and we didn't get it done. So looking at that and trying to figure that part of it out is pretty tough when you're talking about 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. But again, you hope maybe there's a chance that plays in your favor. But bottom line comes down is kids getting on the field and playing and making plays and stopping plays.
The week of practice and just your overall feel and vibe for the team this week, how is it?
It's good. I mean, I think the kids, were excited. It's been like, last couple of weeks you win a ball game, it's almost like they're relieved. There's not that overjoyed happiness. We talk about that, and I like that in the fact that they there's something there that they want to get accomplished, and it's not a week by week just crazy on the win. At the same time, I thought they came back in this week. We played, I guess, four Saturdays in a row. Came back in on Monday and got things kind of straightened out and get our game video watched and move on. They've done a good job turning the page, and I think this week, right now has been no different. We've as far as taking care of practice, we've shortened things up a little bit for them, try to keep things fresh right now, because that's one of the things right now is, I think everybody's a little bit beat up this time of the year, so you have to try to take care of the health of the kids.
Logistically, your game two of a doubleheader in Houston tonight, you don't know exactly what time your game's going to start, but only having one game in front of you might make it a little bit easier to predict that. How does that change your game day routine?
It'd change it a little bit, but at the same time, I think, we all talked about, you get so focused in on, here's what we do at this time, this time, this time, this time. Well, we're at a way different time of the season right now, and so, we tell the kids, we're going to have to make some adjustments. Pre-game may be shorter, which wouldn't bother me at all. Pre-game sometimes are a little bit long, but I think the excitement of playing and getting going, we'll adjust things, whatever they give us to warm up time-wise and make it happen and then just line up and play.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, good luck tonight against the McCallum Knights.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
State semifinal football and talking with head coach Steve Huff when we come back. More of College Station High School football on The Zone 102.7.